Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. CJ and Bubba Boy are in the studio with me today. Happy Memorial Day weekend to you, boys.
What up?
Come on, Greg.
We got Barry the Bugger and Casey the Tobacco Nut rounding out the crew online. Jerry the Diver Guy. Yeah, I hear him. He's right there in between sucking on a stick.
I beg your pardon?
Yeah, that's what they
inappropriate.
Say.
Inappropriate.
No, that's how they describe it. Am I right there, Casey? Okay, maybe I'm not. So we'll just move on.
Sometimes a cigar is just a cigar.
Okay, he's doing that, but he's the tobacco nut. He can get away with that. Jerry the Diver Guy going to join us here in a little bit. He is excited. He is, you're going to have to pinch him. Because I think he thinks he's dreaming right now. Because
you pinch him.
A week from today, he and I will be on the Caribbean Explorer 2 liveaboard, cruising off the coast of St. Kitts, and then heading over to Redonda, island of Mazarat, and Ceiba.
Nice.
Redonda. I think I'm saying that right. Maybe I'm saying it wrong. Redondo. I'll get it right next week. Or the week after. Two weeks from today.
Only he knew where he was going.
So you're going to Guadeloupe and then Dominica.
No, I'm not going to Guadeloupe. Where the hell did you get that, Bubble
Boy? St. Lucia and the Grenadines.
Wrong. That again. He's not listening.
Spice Islands. Got it.
Bonaire. Okay.
No.
Fiji.
Wrong.
These are all the places Greg has been.
Wrong!
Lake Titicaca.
No. Thank you.
There you go.
That was inappropriate. All right, so yeah, that will happen next week, and we're going to be on the boat. Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine. We're going to have two Jerrys.
So that's why you can't go to the Dio hologram show.
That's right. Ronnie James Dio hologram.
Well, Richie thanks you because he's going in your place.
Oh, that bastard. But no,
what is the Dio hologram show?
Ronnie James Dio, the God of Thunder, or what would his be official title?
No, he's God of Thunder would be Gene Simmons.
From Kiss.
Yeah.
And Ronnie James Dio would be like he's
one
like
of the greatest voices of all time.
The voice of heavy metal.
Resurrected via hologram.
Right.
He's the last in line.
He died a few years ago, but now they brought him back via hologram. And he's
we're living in the future, my friends.
Yeah. Pretty high tech. I mean, Tupac's doing it.
I mean,
it,
you won't see it because you're going to go diving.
Well, yeah, I have priorities.
Yeah,
you know. So
I think I'd rather
Greg?
Be you.
Yes, Casey,
Greg.
Go ahead. Yeah.
How does our radio audience know that we're not holograms?
Good point. How do they even know we exist?
Because we would have looked a lot, made ourselves look a lot better if we were holograms.
Right.
Cooler images. I get it. Yes.
We're 2D on Facebook Live today. So, unfortunately, we're not holograms, but you can plainly see us on Facebook Live as we broadcast around the world today.
Well, the three of you.
Yes, you guys are
We're still a mystery.
Yeah, you're kind of those voices in our head.
Casey and Barry are bots.
Imaginary friends kind of deal.
See right through.
Really
so
just
we
imaginary.
Really may be holograms.
Imaginary acquaintances. I don't know. Friends might be too strong a word. Anyway, so yeah.
I myself am a candygram.
I will be dragging you behind the boat again.
That's true.
Thanks, Greg. Good job.
No,
don't piss Barry off before Bugfest.
No, but that's what we want to be. We want him to drag us behind the boat. So
not
we can go
violently, not at a high rate of speed.
Well, that is only for his amusement. You know, but hey, faster we go, the more ground we cover, more bugs we catch for Florida lobster season. It's going to be here before we know it.
I can't wait.
Yeah.
Who's in? Bubble Boy?
Is it going to be 107 degrees this year?
If we're lucky.
If we're lucky.
Not in the water.
Yeah. True. Oh, I don't know. Water was pretty warm this winter. It's going to be warm.
Well, that's okay.
That's because you were behind Greg.
Yeah. See, we get him back for towing us too quickly.
When
we get back in the water
with them.
Say,
yeah,
gonna...
I already reserved my room at Plunge. They were wondering where you guys were.
Yes, Plunge Beach, plungebeachhotel.com. You can go there. We're going to talk to them next week and give you all the details. But they do have a special Bug Fest scuba radio rate. And they're right there in Lauderdale by the sea.
They charge us double.
Are you going to get the cabana room that's by the water?
I don't know. I mean, it doesn't really matter.
Those look nice.
They do look nice, but either one. I mean, they got the main building rooms, and they got some cottages on the water. And I know Vinny
cool
Two Tanks. They got a very cool bar, just a
right on
really
the beach.
Nice facility.
Yeah, fun.
But
awesome.
This will be the center of the universe for Florida spiny lobster hunters. I think it's the 24th of July. Is that Tuesday or Wednesday? What is that?
24th, 25th, Wednesday, Thursday.
Wednesday and Thursday.
Yeah, so there's a Tuesday night kickoff party at the Plunge Beach Hotel, and everybody can go to whether you're staying at the Plunge or not.
They're even letting us go.
Yeah. And Scuba Cowboy is going to be playing there. And by the way, it's his birthday today.
That's right.
Happy birthday to the Scuba Cowboy. He's out celebrating or probably gigging.
Find me, and I might have a couple scuba radio cigars.
Run on. Yes, actually, we partook in a couple of those last week. Thank you, Casey. That was very. He sent a couple to the studio, so CJ Bubble Boy and myself could suck on a stick, and then we had a cigar.
I really wish you wouldn't put it that way.
Why?
Because it sounds gay.
No, then not
birthday,
that Scooper not that there's
Pie.
Anything wrong with that, but it doesn't. I mean, it's a thing. I mean, I heard, I when he talked about sucking on a stick, that was from a war hero I met at the tobacco hut with Casey.
And that was Gus.
World War II.
He can say that. You can't.
Oh, no.
You haven't earned that.
I learned that from, a master. I mean, that's how he described it. And I thought it was a very unique way.
It was a different time back then.
Well, maybe.
But in the United Kingdom, you'd be, pinching a fag.
That's right.
I don't know if that's accurate, but
that is accurate.
Is it?
Yeah.
He never. But Gus never said that. So I'm going with what Gus said, not what Bubble Boy said.
Well, sucking on a stick sounds better than playing with your puppets.
Yeah. Okay. And I don't think that's a saying either. But I think we should just move on. Just a program note, though. Just to be clear, next week, the June 1st through the 8th, we will be on the liveaboard boat. So next week will be a recorded show. I got some special guests lined up. It's going to be a fun show. You're going to want to check it out. And then 2 weeks from today, we will actually have a broadcast from the deck of the Caribbean Explorer 2 with our friends from Explorer Ventures. Nelson, the manager of all the dive operator, dive operations there at Explorer Ventures. He's going to be on the boat with us, and we're talking to the crew. We got Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine. We got Lois, who's going to be she's a professional underwater photographer. She's going to be on board to document Jerry the Diver Guy's first time on a live aboard ever. And of course, I might mug for a few shots as well. But we're going to document it on many levels. And 2 weeks from today, you'll hear all the play-by-play. So make sure you listen.
That's going to be a great show because Bubble Boy and myself will not be on it.
That's right. Basically, when you go on one of these trips.
Like 80% less nonsense.
Well, there's that. But we'll be on the boat and on the show talking about such a great time. And
a lot more factual.
Well, maybe, but
a lot more informative.
We'll be able to say things like, suck it, losers, because you're not
here.
There
you go again.
Yeah. It's a thing.
It's all sucking with you.
Well, I'm just saying.
You're going to ruin Jerry.
I am.
You're going to break him. He'll never want to dive in a high mountain, ice cold stream again.
That is definitely true.
Well, he may not want to dive any other way after he does this liveaboard experience with Explorer Ventures, as most people that experience it say. And I'll tell you.
Nothing better than liveaboard with these guys. I remember that trip we took, and it was absolutely fabulous.
So true. Yeah. And so anyway, I'm really looking forward to it. So, plan accordingly, and it's not that bad to listen to us have a blast and then say, gosh, but you should listen to it and then think like, wait, maybe next time I'll be on the boat with the guys and gals, and I'll be one of those people telling everybody back home, like CJ and Bubble Boy, to suck at losers. And that's part of the beauty. That's one of the many benefits you get when you go on an adventure like that. That's just, you know,
class act, Greg.
The perks. Yeah. Yeah.
What a guy.
Hey, speaking of boats, Greg,
mm-hmm.
Are you arranging a boat for all of us for Lobster Fest?
We are indeed doing that. But you know what? We don't even have to. We can go right off the beach at Lauderdale by the Sea.
And that's true.
Yeah, that's one way. But we should also jump on a boat at some point.
We very well may. There's a good chance we will. But we plan to have a pretty big crew down there at the end of July for the opening of Florida spiny lobster season. So we got that. Mermaid Kristen going to join us on the big show today. So stick around. More coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Power, simplicity, reliability. It's what you demand of your dive computer, and Shearwater delivers. Shearwater evolved out of one tech diver's need for a reliable, easy-to-use rebreather dive computer and quickly became the tech market leader. Now recreational divers have taken notice. The Shearwater Terek is the best, most intuitive, and reliable wristwatch-sized dive computer on the market. Check it out in the entire line at Shearwater.com. Shearwater. Dive computers for demanding divers.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Mon nom est Julie et je suis une plongeuse de Saint-Barth. Okay, for my American fan, my name is Julie and I'm a diver from Saint-Barth. J'aime énormément la scuba radio. I love scuba radio. Especially, what's your name again?
Greg.
And especially Greg, the, I would say, dive master.
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir?
You never know who you're going to meet on a liveaboard trip, especially on the land-based portions. Julie from St. Bart's, which is the island next to Saba, or an island or two by it there. You know, we met her a few years ago, so who knows who Jerry the diver guy and myself might meet this time. You'll hear all about it 2 weeks from today. All right, I am Greg the Dive Master. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. CJ and Bubble Boy are in the studio with me. We got Casey the Tobacco Nut, Barry the Bugger, connected via the web. And now on FaceTime audio, or video for that matter, I figured I better watch her, because she's out paddleboarding. Can you hear me, Kristen? Come
yes,
in.
Yes, I can. All I'm right. Sorry. I'm I was expecting to be back on the land by now, but the wind kind of stopped us a little bit.
Well, that's okay. I mean, you're on the water, as you should be, listening to scuba radio, right? It's only natural to be close to water.
Very true, very true.
Right. So, Mermaid Kristen, she is a professional mermaid and now a scuba radio partner in crime. She's going to go to Dominica with us for Dive Fest. And that's what you're doing. You're out paddleboarding. But are you paddleboarding or canoeing? What are you doing exactly?
I'm kayaking right now.
Kayaking, okay. So, but you're staying in shape, so you're ready to, you know, be a photo model mermaid as you, you know, you got to prepare. It isn't like they're just magically mermaid ready. They got to work at it, right, Kristen?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a workout to try to swim in the tail, so it's always good to try and get a little bit more prepared beforehand.
Yeah. Would you,
Greg? I don't think it's necessary that you bind their feet though and throw them in a pool.
No,
I don't think you should do that anymore.
I think that is part of the workout routine for Kristen,
crap.
Isn't it, Kristen? That's just what you do sometimes, right?
It really is. Honestly, swimming in the tail is such a great ab and upper thigh workout. It's exhausting sometimes.
Well, I'm hip. You know, CJ and Bubble Boy in particular definitely need to mix up their workout routine. So I was thinking about putting them on a mermaid program. And you could you'd put them through the paces, wouldn't you, Kristen? You could do that.
Oh, yeah. Definitely teach them how to swim in the tail and get them some exercise going with all that.
Right. How about it, boys?
I'm in.
Will there be spam?
Will there be spam?
Yes.
I don't think there's any food products involved. I think they avoid
especially
that
stuff. Especially not canned meat.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that doesn't sound very good.
No. See, she's the professional. I defer to her. And she says
Will you bind their hands and feet?
No, you wouldn't. No, they have
that would be S&M, and that would be over the line.
Yes, exactly.
I'm never sure where he's going with this stuff.
Who does? No one would.
So there'll be pickled pig's feet, right?
I think you're wrong. Once
there
again.
It is.
All right, quit the nonsense.
Into the mind of Bubble Boy.
Let's get back to Kristen. Kristen, you've never been to Dominica, but you've been around the islands before in the Caribbean, right?
Yeah, I've never been to Dominica. I've definitely been around the islands in the Caribbean.
Yeah.
So I'm super excited to go to Dominica. I mean, I heard some awesome stuff about it when I was at Beneath the Sea with you guys.
Yes.
So I'm looking forward to it a lot.
Well, I know they're looking forward to it as well. We're going to have a mermaid shoot. Simon, who's an underwater photographer, he's going to take some pictures at some of the waterfalls. They got more rivers and freshwater waterfalls than any island in the world or something. There's hundreds. Matter of fact, Bubble Boy relieved himself in one, and in a way you don't want to. Maybe I shouldn't have told her that. Should I? Just totally ruined it.
Way to sell it, Greg.
Yeah. But
hopefully it's all washed away.
Well, hopefully.
That was 10 years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, but you know his diet.
I had a lot of fiber.
Yeah, you've seen his diet. It's bad. But anyway, no, it's going to be quite magical. And Kristen, I got to say, so we're going to be diving. You're going to be doing some modeling as well. But what about the diving? What kind of gear are you diving with right now? What do you have?
That's a really great question, to be honest.
Yeah.
I just actually got my first regulator for Christmas for my dad. And it was his old regulator, which, I mean, I'm still happy about, to be honest.
Sure.
Regulator's a regulator to me. But I'm not exactly sure what it was. I've only used it once, and I know that sounds really terrible that I don't know exactly what it is.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll have to get you squared away. Not a problem. But, you know, as long as you keep them maintained. Yeah, you take them in once a year, keep them updated with your local dive center and stuff. They should be working fine and up to specs.
Yeah, it's all up to date. It's all ready to go. I just used it in February. It worked fine.
Yeah. All
so,
right. Well,
I have most of my own stuff, but...
Good. Well, you know, we have some connections, so we might have some special gear, some toys to play with while we're on the island of Dominica. Dominica Dive Fest, by the way, will happen literally the week after the 4th of July. What's so funny? CJ?
Nothing.
What the hell's wrong with these?
Nothing.
I'm losing control, as usual, Kristen. I apologize.
Okay, we're back.
Idiots. Yeah,
it was
sometimes
Bubble Boy just doing some hand gestures.
Okay, well, just stop it, will you? It's a radio show. Just stop it. All right, so anyway, it's the week after the 4th of July weekend. We're going to be Tuesday to Tuesday. Actually, the event happens July 5th, I think, is the first day, Sunday to Sunday, but we're going to be there for the second half, getting there on Tuesday and capping things off for a canoe race. And that's very appropriate that you're doing kayaking today, because in Dominica, they close the event out with a massive scuba diver canoe event, canoe race. Did you know this?
I did not know that.
Well, now you do. So I'm glad you're working, you know, this particular element and, you know, doing it, because we're going to win. It's going to be Team Scuba Radio in a canoe. Well, and we're
I've never canoed before, but I'm willing to give it a shot.
Well, wait, kayaking and canoeing is the same damn thing, isn't it? Pretty much?
Yeah,
no?
Really.
No.
It's not. What's different? It's just you still paddle the same way, don't you?
No.
You don't?
No.
What's different about it?
You have to yell, stroke!
You could drown.
Stroke!
Hmm.
Stroke!
With the canoe, you've only got one paddle. On the kayak, you've got one paddle that has a paddle on each end.
Hmm. Well, now we have no chance.
Oh, Greg knows all about paddling.
Yeah. Well, we will see. All right. Well, I'm glad you're ready for it. I know that. So I look forward to it. And thanks for checking in, Kristen. We'll let you get back to your kayak workout routine.
Can't wait to see you guys in July.
Back at you. You take care, okay?
Thanks. You too.
See ya. All right. There you go. That's Mermaid Kristen. And we're going to have a good time. Good time.
Greg was thinking a completely different kind of paddling.
I don't. That is inappropriate.
And patently untrue.
Yeah, exactly. It is not true at all. That is not the kind of paddle. Is that what you were talking about, Bubble Boy? Oh, jeez. Yes. You dirty dog.
I'm just glad Casey didn't ask her to suck a stick.
Well, yeah. It is Memorial Day weekend, and that's what, you know, guys do sometimes.
No.
No?
For the ladies, we refer to it as puffing.
I don't think that's right either. All right, more coming up. Stay close.
Scuba. Scuba. Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Man, as you can tell, we got a lot coming up that you are welcome to join us on any of these trips, whether it's Dominica or literally as early as a week from today. We're going to be cruising off the coast of St. Kitts on the next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise with Explorer Ventures, and traveling around the island of Saba, doing some exploratory diving around Maserat. Is the plan. It's going to be quite an adventure. But, you know, that's not all. We got Bugfest. So just going in chronological order, we got this trip coming up next week. We got, I guess, Dominica would be the next one. That's the right after the 4th of July weekend. And then at the end of July, we got Bugfest. And then in end of September, we have Grenada Dive Fest. And I'll tell you what, that one's shaping up to be quite an adventure. CJ may be going with us on that little encounter. And
breaking
that's
gonna
be, news. What's that?
I'm in.
He is in. Okay, there
I'm
you go.
I'm coming.
So, you know, we got some big trips coming on.
But don't let that deter you.
True. You could still go despite the fact that CJ may be on island with us experiencing that as well. But Grenada
God
will be magic. God, and Jerry the Diver Guy will be on the trip next week. And as you can, what he's doing right now is illustrating the fact that the booze is included when you go on one of these Explorer
Ventures.
Well,
that sounded like a beer.
Well, they include that.
Yeah, that too.
Yeah.
Just charge to Jerry.
I will. I'll charge my entire drink tab while on board the Caribbean Explorer 2 next week to Jerry the Diver Guy. He's paying for all my drinks.
Yeah, what is
I'll pay for his because his ain't going to be that much, but he can pay for mine.
Yeah, okay, vice versa. You know, we're buddies. We do that for each other when we're on one of their trips, and it's included in your package price. So, yeah, it's a pretty awesome deal. And you should join us on these trips. I get this email all the time. Hey, Greg, you guys sound like you're pretty, you're a lot of fun. I'd like to go diving with you. Well, now you know how. All you got to do is go to scubaradio.com.
Why am I hearing banjos in my head?
Magic. I think it's pure magic. But just go to scubaradio.com for all the details. More coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Now, their new study shows that more Americans are killed when they're taking pictures with their dopey machines than are killed by sharks, Miller.
You know what's really dangerous, Billy? Sharks taking selfies. Now, I was in Manhattan around a month ago, and I saw a thresher shark over on 6th, right near, you know, that donut shop across from Fox.
Baby shark, do-do-do-do-do, baby shark, do-do-do-do-do, baby shark, do-do-do-do-do, baby shark. Mommy shark, do-do-do-do-do, mommy shark, do-do-do-do-do, mommy shark, do-do-do-do-do, mommy shark.
Daddy shark, do-do-do-do-do, daddy shark, do-do-do-do-do, daddy shark, do-do-do-do-do, daddy shark.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with CJ and Bubble Boy. I don't know which buddy sharks. Buddy shark, 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 doo-doo-doo.
Did you see the advertisement for the new Shark Week coming up?
Yes.
I did.
It's hilarious.
Why, do they play that song or something?
No.
Oh.
No, it's hilarious, though.
Okay, thanks for bringing that up for out of nowhere. No.
Well, wait.
It was a song about sharks.
Oh, okay.
In fairness to Barry.
Thank goodness. No, I'm kidding. I kid. No, that's okay. Yeah. Do you think Shark Week is going to be something special then, Barry?
I don't know if it's going to be special, but the commercial was hilarious. Yeah, it was great.
They do well with their marketing.
Little puffer fish screaming, shark!
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, we'll be right in the middle of it in August.
It's usually
when that happens. But whether we see sharks in Saba, St. Kitts, usually we don't see that many when I've been on the trips before. However, we are doing some exploratory diving around the island of Maserat. And what is it, Jerry? Redonda? Did you look at the itinerary?
Redonda.
Yeah. So yep. That is an uninhabited island off the coast of St. Kitts near Nevis and stuff. So there could be some, a little bit more shark activity.
I think I'll step foot on it and claim it as mine.
Claim what? The island?
Claim the island as mine.
No,
you're not like Christopher Columbus.
I don't think you are not allowed on the island. It's uninhabited.
Yeah, but I can take it just and say that it's mine.
You're going to claim it for the United States? Is that what you're going to do?
No, I'm going to claim it for me.
He's going to drop a still in the middle of it.
A still?
This island is
devoted
to me.
Is that
he might drop something in the middle of it. I don't know if it'll be a still.
Yeah.
He's going to claim it in the name of Jerry Attrick.
Huh.
I've been eating fiber.
Okay. That's what he calls them, stills. He's going to drop a still?
Yeah. You don't know what a still is?
No, really? Of course I know what a still is. But
thanks, Jerry.
Yeah. Jerry!
It's chief of the watch. Float the buoy.
Barry, don't make me smack you. Okay. Seriously. Anyway, we are going to have a good time. We are going to have an awesome adventure. And I know, Jerry, you're really looking forward to this because, I've talked it up. I've hyped
He's
this
gonna
trip
love it.
For years. Honestly, I kid you not. As much as I love these trips that we do with Explore Ventures, I don't think there's any way to overhype them. I mean, really. Because until you have experienced a liveaboard trip, you really don't know how great it is. It's one of those things where you kind of have to, you have to been there, done that to realize. Because a lot of people get turned off, I think, on liveaboard diving because they think, oh, I don't want to be cooped up on a boat all week, and I might get seasick. And da, da, da.
God, I'd love to be on that boat.
Oh my gosh, I'm telling you, these boats are big. Seasickness is really not an issue. The crossings that you do,
if you hate awesome yachts.
Right.
If you hate awesome food.
Living large.
If you hate drinks. If you hate beautiful sunsets. If you hate perfect visibility. If you hate all kinds of critters.
Mm-hmm.
If you hate diving your brains out.
Then maybe you would have an issue.
You might
want
to skip it.
Yeah. But
why are you listening to the show?
Good point.
Sorry.
Yeah. Thank you, CJ. But you know, the thing is, it's an amazing way to dive. And it's so easy because you don't have to hardly touch your gear. All after you set it up the first night when we get on the boat, we'll set up our gear, put it on the tank, and then the crew pretty much handles your gear for the entire week. You don't have to do anything. You get up out of the water, you know, take it off, jump into the shower, whatever you want to do. I mean, it literally, you get so jaded. You know, after
well,
you've
now, Greg, you did have to step off the back of the boat by yourself.
No, I have Jerry
you
the diver
the
guy.
Dive by yourself.
I got Jerry the diver guy as my dive buddy next week. So
well, shove him off.
Never mind. Yeah, no, never mind. Right. Sorry, retract that statement.
You know, I will tell you, I want to talk about the gear we're going to use because I have some new gear that I'm going to be using on the trip next week, and we'll get to that in just a bit. However, you know, we do have an issue next week on the boat.
Uh-oh.
And I haven't just figured out how to handle this. Now, once again, the show that we do from the boat will air 2 weeks from today, so you can plan accordingly. But we have Jerry the Diver Guy, and we also have Jerry Beatty from Dive Training Magazine. We have two Jerrys.
Oh, yeah.
So how am I going to differentiate the two?
Well, they sound vastly different, so I don't think
they do sound different, but I'm like, hey, Jerry, and then the other Jerry
Jerry
comes
D
up
or Jerry B?
JD?
Well, it's all easy right. to get everything straight. I'm Jerry the Diver Guy.
Mm-hmm. JD and JB?
That's Jean-Michel Cousteau.
Well, yes, he does have a...
And he's Jerry the Beatty guy.
Jerry Beatty does have a tendency to look like Jean-Michel Cousteau.
You can ask anybody at Outback and at the Beneath
That's
the
Sea right.
show.
Jerry the Diver Guy.
Watch cap?
That's one of those things where he kind of needles Jerry Beatty all the time at the dive shows, and he tells people, hey, go up to that guy. It's Jean-Michel Cousteau. And so he kind of eggs that whole thing along. But they do look alike. A lot of people.
He just stands across the bar and says, damn you, Jerry.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I do that, and you don't even make a joke.
You know, it's just word getting back to you.
Right. But, yeah, it's going to be an issue. So you think that's what it is, Bubble Boy? I go JB and JD?
Yeah.
JD for Jerry
but
the Diver
D
Guy?
But D and B rhyme and sound a lot alike. There's some wind, you know. That's going to be tough to hear, too.
Well, I don't know.
And when you say J and B, you might actually get that confused with JD.
Well, maybe you need to call Beatty up and get him on the line.
Well, you know what? No. I'm going to let him be.
We'll call him one.
I'm going to talk to him
one
next
could
week.
Be Gerald.
Gerald?
Any other Jerry.
Gerald the Jerome. Diving guy?
Jerome.
Jerome. Is it Jerome or Gerald?
It would be Gerald. It wouldn't be Jerome. Would
it's
it?
Gerald.
Yeah. Gerald the diver guy. So we are going to be out of the country.
You have to do this. You have to.
Well,
Gerald.
This is Gerald the diver guy.
Yeah, because when you listen to Jerry, the diver guy, I mean, he does, you know, he has that sound about him that is a little more on the formal
Appalachian,
side.
Appalachian
twang.
When he talks about dropping a still, I mean, you want to call him Gerald, not Jerry. I mean, that would just be uncouth, I think, to refer to him in the nickname of Jerry, right?
What if you just played a little banjo every time you...
No, that would be Eric.
It's West Virginia. Yeah.
Why don't you get a couple of those T-shirts that say Thing 1 and Thing 2?
Okay, there could be that. That might work.
That might not help audibly, but visually be a treat.
Right. But Jerry, ding, ding, ding. And then maybe I add that every time I call for Jerry.
Yeah.
Just paint numbers on their head like a turtle.
Once again, we're talking radio, audio.
So
maybe ring a cowbell.
Think, Bubble Boy, think.
I'm going to have another.
I mean, I can look at him and tell him.
Oh, has a face for radio.
Yeah. All right. Maybe we'll just call.
Maybe some flashing lights of some sort.
Maybe I'll just call Jerry Beatty, JB, and then we'll keep Gerald the diving guy as Gerald.
Just call him JC.
JC? Why?
Or diver guy and Beatty.
Just call him by his last name.
Just get rid of the whole Jerry thing altogether. Beatty,
you know,
and diver
Jerry,
guy.
If you're gonna if you're gonna see him out, you really need to get him a red beanie for his head. So that he'll truly be Jean Cousteau.
Not Jean-Michel.
It's Jean-Michel.
Not again, Jacques Cousteau. Well, Jean-Michel.
For the third time, we're talking about differentiating them from an audio standpoint, just so we're clear.
I know Greg is a master of alliteration, so I can't wait to hear this show.
Yeah, I'm a master of something.
Beatty has not got that hillbilly accent like me.
I'm pretty sure you're going to have the camera there, too.
We are. We're going to document this for posterity.
It's a train wreck waiting to happen.
Yeah, well, it's going to be fun to document this.
You're going to document it for a posterior.
Jerry Beatty's from Texas,
there might
right?
be both of those.
Jerry's from Texas. Call him Tex.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to.
He wouldn't like that.
Yeah, I just don't like it. I'm just
call him A.
Just don't even call him by his name.
No, just
hey,
call
you.
Him A. Hey,
get buddy.
Over here.
You know, we'll figure it out.
Forget about it.
But 2 weeks from today, you'll hear all about that, whether you like it or not.
I can't wait.
And it'll be total confusion. Who the hell was that? I don't know. It was Jerry or Cousteau or some dude named Tex. I don't know who the hell it was. More coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
There's been some articles on the web lately about how certain chemicals in sunscreens are bad for you, the environment, and are killing coral. A lot of it is overhyped marketing propaganda. Just know, Reef-Safe Sunscreen by Tropical Seas has been independently tested and scientifically proven to protect you from the sun and not harm ocean inhabitants or the reefs. Since 1995, over $500,000 has been spent in testing to prove what it says it is, Reef Safe. Can other sun care companies claim this level of commitment to back up their claims? Not likely. For Reef Safe, it's not about the ingredients as much as how they work together to create a waterproof sunscreen molecule that forms a breathable film on your skin. Plus, Reef Safe biodegrades before creating issues for marine life and the coral we all want to enjoy and protect. Go with the original. Reef Safe. For more info, go to reefsafesun.com.
Protect the sea and you and me. Reefsafesun.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
The Florida Keys offers many underwater attractions. However, one of those is uniquely land-based at the History of Diving Museum in Isla Mirada, Florida. The History of Diving Museum focuses on man's quest to explore under the sea and is home to one of the largest collections of historic diving equipment in the world. Immerse yourself in a free series of diving presentations and programs every month. Plan your visit now at divingmuseum.org. The History of Diving Museum is brought to you by the Monroe County Tourist Development Council. Mile marker 83, Isla Mirada, Florida Keys.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
You don't know me.
I don't know how to swim.
Y'all wanna go dive in a pool?
It's just ridiculous.
I know y'all wanna go dive in a pool.
My dive master is like,
come on!
Don't worry about it.
Come on!
He'll be fine.
Let's go!
I know what you're thinking.
Let's get soaking wet! Come on!
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Whether you got to dive in a pool or the ocean, just get wet. Soaking wet. I mean, wet, it doesn't matter. You're going to get wet as you dive.
Whether ocean or pool, don't be a fool.
Okay. Thank you, CJ.
You were coming up with, like, show endings.
I thought we might try that one. Maybe. No, we won't. That was terrible. Anyway, we have some things to share. in hour two, especially. Dr. Doug Ebersol is literally traveling right now from Grand Cayman, or actually Little Cayman.
He's coming back from inner space.
That's right. We're going to check in with him with during hour two and get an update on how that event went. And also Josh from See the CRX in Texas is going to join us. I want to talk to him about my new dive mask. Plus, they are opening up a new dive center a week from today, and we'll get the lowdown on that. Mm-hmm. However, you know, in preparation for the Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise that we're going to leave for next week, literally a week from today, Jerry the Diver Guy and myself, or
Gerald.
Gerald, I'm sorry.
You might as well just get used to calling him that.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to be, you know, diving, having a good time, maybe having a cocktail after the day of diving is done.
See, I'm already working on it, Greg.
Right. Just remember, you can't drink and dive. You can only dive then drink.
I'm not going to dive all week.
Right.
He's practicing right now.
He's going to dry out a little bit and then
I'm trying to get my liver in shape.
Yeah. He's preparing. But I got some new gear from SEAC, S-E-A-C.
What'd you get, Greg?
I got a pretty... It's right behind you there, CJ. Now, we are on Facebook Live today, so you could hold this up. See that red BC there?
Yeah. Come on, Bubble Boy.
Turn around there, show it on Facebook.
Get that.
It's very stylish. Red and black color scheme, SEAC. It's a back... You could put it on, sure. Yeah, model it. Why not?
You know, in Star Trek, red shirts always died first.
Thanks there. appreciate your support there, Barry. But no, it's...
You go to hell.
So
it doesn't look like he can figure it out, Greg.
Yeah, it's actually... It's a recreational, like, tech type of back inflatable BC. So it has a crotch strop.
The tech has it with...
It has a crotch strop.
Strap. A crotch strop.
Well, crotch strop. I'm trying to be more formal like Gerald. So...
that would be a...
A crotch strop.
Oh, that CJ's would be gonna a model jewels it for us.
Hanger.
Yeah, yeah. You don't have to
walk the cap.
Yeah. CJ is modeling it on Facebook Live right now, but he has bypassed the crotch strap.
Should I do that?
Yeah. No, I'd prefer not to share my crotch strap.
I'm sure that's
with
what
you.
They're all watching for.
See, yeah. What that crotch strap is a Jewels family Jewels
Where's
support.
You got to step in it first. Ideally, yeah, it'd be best. Yeah. But
do
don't use the crotch strap. I wouldn't want to use it after you put your crotch, you know, in that thing. But yeah, the crotch strap is
CJ.
On a back inflatable buoyancy compensator. The reason you need a crotch strap is because these back buoyancy compensators have a tendency to rise up on your back.
Yes, they do.
And
can I wear this the rest of the show? Because I feel like I'm about to dive now.
Yeah, you do.
I'm all
look
excited.
It's kind of I like the color scheme. It's like red and black. Well, you know, in the gear, the aluminum hooks and stuff are red aluminum. Kind of gives it
you
a
aluminum.
Yeah,
you need to do the Vanna White thing, CJ.
I just
come
did.
On.
Pay attention.
No. Yeah, you guys aren't.
No,
watching.
All you were
and
doing
I just strangled. I choked the hell out of him.
Okay,
I cut off his oxygen, but it didn't work.
Yeah. Were you using my
crotch strap?
No, I used his headphone cable.
Oh, okay.
Don't
good.
Touch the nipple rings. Those are for Greg.
Yes.
Those,
yeah.
How do you know?
It's too much. Doesn't everybody?
Oh, God.
It looks
comfy.
Yeah. It is comfy.
Very lightweight.
You look like a raging tiger, belly dragon.
It's very open in the front because, you know, all the buoyancy materials on your back.
All
so
I
you
need
all
is a tank, and I'm good to go.
Where do you mount the weights, Greg?
I got pockets that'll go on the cummerbund that slip on the
question.
Thing. They're not on there on CJ right now. But there's actually two counterweight pockets on the back of the BC.
The back?
Towards the back of the pocket right there. You see them there, Bubble Boy, right there behind the wing.
No, there's a large
side, right
head
there,
in
see?
My way.
Those right there. You see us on Facebook Live. Oh, yeah. No, right there. You're not looking. You're looking right at it. Lower. On CJ, not on that. There you go.
Whoa, stop.
Don't do
stop,
it.
Stop.
Move your head.
Whoa.
Bubble Boy, let go of that.
Yeah, don't
stop.
Open it up, Bubble Boy.
Greg wears this on the airplane, but he fills the BC with vodka.
Yeah. Actually, you know, this is a modular system from
Don't give
CX,
away his secrets.
And it's called the modular, I think. Or module, is that what it says on the back there? The CX module? Or modular? Module, right?
Modular 1.
Modular 1, yes. And the thing about it is,
it goes right by the crotch strop.
It's one size fits all because you can set up the straps to fit any size human, or set it up for the wing to put like doubles or side mount and all kinds of stuff.
So it's get one of these.
It's kind of a tech type of BC that you can set up for whatever need you want to use it for. So it's very versatile. And as you can see where it's set up right now, it's very light. So yeah, it's going to be perfect for
super
travel.
Super comfortable.
And what the hell is Jerry the Diver guy laughing at?
He's wasted.
DJ, if you mark it, it's yours.
Let's see. We go from crotch to head, back to crotch, and getting a little low.
Oh, just stop drinking, will you? Jeez, it's not even 4 o'clock Eastern time yet.
But we'll be in 2 minutes
with an open bar.
All right. Look, hour two is on deck. We're going to talk to Dr. Doug Ebersol, get the latest from See the CRX, and a lot more on this Memorial Day weekend edition of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.